there's been a lot of discourse online. Sabrina, also Carol G, versus Justin Bieber. And because he's a man, like, he gets away with this.
I can't wait for prom.
I know.
Who wants to slow dance with me?
I will. I don't really know if being in a desert is really, like,
your vibe.
For me. Like,
and I cried. Why is no one dancing? I feel quite run down.
Kobe went to bed at 7 p.m. last night. I got home from my walk at maybe like 7:30.
No, but I wasn't like, I didn't go to bed then. I was like out like a light by then. Like, I, not even exaggerating. I got into bed, I think at 6:37 p.m.
You needed it.
I did.
Well, Kobe also took the red eye the night before.
Yeah. So I have fallen victim to Adam's illness of ordering flights, ordering, buying flights.
Ordering. Placing an order for a flight.
Yeah. Very close to my departure date. But in my defense, when I went to go book them was kind of the window of like 6 weeks out when I feel like they are the most expensive.
Yeah. I don't even know.
6 weeks is not that close at all.
No, but so I went to go book then, but I had looked in like December because I bought my tickets for Coachella during the pre-sale in September. Mm-hmm. I literally remember exactly when we bought them because I had a wedding that weekend.
So when did you
and my family was in town.
When did you actually buy your plane tickets?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so not 6 weeks.
Not 2 weeks ago, like 2 weeks before.
Because I feel like 6 weeks is perfectly acceptable.
Yes. No, it definitely is, but the flights when I had looked in December were like 400 something round trip. Like they weren't that bad, but I didn't book
400
then.
Round trip to LA.
Yeah.
That is so good.
You should have booked it then.
Well, so then I was like, okay, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
So let me wait three more months.
Put it on the back burner. And then I started looking again and then all of a sudden they were 400 one way. And I was like, that simply is not going to work. So,
and that's why they say the early bird gets the worm.
Yeah.
And that is why I book my flights like four months in advance if I can.
Yeah. Because you know I'm like rapidly approaching where that's a problem for me too.
But my whole year is planned and not all my flights are booked.
I'm proud of you.
I'm sorry. I just have to say that.
I don't know why for some reason. I think it's our instant gratification age that like buying something that far in advance. I was like, well, I already have my ticket, so like I'll buy my flight, like spacing out the expenses almost.
Well,
for
that's
it.
Almost like delayed gratification, waiting.
The instant gratification. That's what I mean. Is that like then because the flight is like so far away, I'm like, I'm spending so much money on stuff that I like actually need right now.
Oh,
so
I see
I'll wait and book the flight.
You prioritize
when it gets closer.
Prioritize the now,
yeah,
and not the future.
Correct.
We do have a tendency of doing that.
But then the flights ended up going down.
Okay.
But the options were terrible. So that was like the trade-off.
Were you in a middle seat?
No. Okay. I had a window.
Ooh. Okay, so you rested your little head up on the window.
But aren't you an aisle girl?
No, I like the window.
Oh.
Even though I have like extremely long legs and probably should sit in an aisle so I can like stretch. Yeah. I actually like curled up in a ball in my chair somehow and slept.
Well, I guess if you're so tired from
I usually cannot
Coachella.
Sleep on planes, and I actually did sleep for a lot of my flight back, and I was like knocked out when they said that we were landing. But it was a really bumpy flight. It was unpleasant.
Did you take a lummy sleep?
No. I was so exhausted. I was just like,
she didn't
so
need the
tired.
Let me sleep.
Let me sleep is like literally my secret.
She
for
said,
flight.
Let me sleep.
Yeah.
Sans let me sleep.
But so when I flew out was the Saturday morning before, and I had a really early flight, and we had the first night of The Bachelorette before that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That feels like ancient history.
I agree. And so we went to bed late that night, later than I expected. It was like after midnight, I think, when we finally went to bed.
Or like
around
like,
I don't remember that. I know. But
Katie saw my
talking,
eyes.
And then I was like, okay, I need to go to bed, I think, or like try
like
and force
blank,
myself.
He had a blank expression.
And
I was like, girl, that was a week
that
ago.
That was my when TSA was like still up in the air if the line was going to be out in the parking lot not. So I left for my flight, I think, at 6 a.m. or like right around then, and then flew to LA, got off the plane, drove to my friend's house in Santa Monica. We went to the beach, had like such a great day, went to dinner at Dudley Market in Venice, and like went out with some of our other friends.
Oh, I love Dudley Market. Yeah. That's the one that's like between the alley, right?
Yeah.
Where you like get wine so and you cute. Go out in the little alley. Yeah. Yeah, that's really nice.
I actually went there twice during that week, but it was like so amazing. And then we were out and I was like, I've literally been awake for like 26 hours. I think it's time for me to go to bed.
You were just riding on the high of being in California.
Yeah. And so then I slept for like 5 hours that night. And that was just like when my exhaustion, I think, started. Like already had hardly slept the night before my flight because we were out late. Then that night was awake for so long and like didn't get enough sleep. And then I went to Julia's and we actually like went to bed early, but I was so exhausted that I couldn't fall asleep. You know,
compound
that feeling?
Exhaustion from the night. But you know what they say? Sleep when you're dead.
Yeah. I really lived that.
That's what
last
you,
week.
That's what you did.
But then like the whole week in LA was so great. I was working East Coast hours, which is honestly like a life hack. I wish I lived my life like that. You wake up and yeah. just like start working. We like got coffee, started working at like 6:15, and then was done working by 2.
Hell yeah.
And then had the whole afternoon. It was so nice. And then Friday we left for Coachella. We woke up really early and drove at like 6:30 a.m. to try and beat the traffic because everybody was talking about how bad it was. And then we checked into our hotel and Friday was the first night of the festival.
Sabrina. And
yes, Sabrina Wood. It was so amazing.
Wait,
but
Sabrina Wood? I thought it was Carpenter.
Yeah.
It's like Hollywood.
Her set was Sabrina Wood and it was like so amazing. But
I like knew you were going to say that because there was a girl at our high school named Sabrina Wood.
There was, and that's what I thought about in my
first
head.
First name, last name.
That's literally what I thought in my head first thing.
I had a thought, and then I put it together, and I knew you were going to say something.
No, because all in my head I could think about was like, that ain't her last name,
no,
though.
That's a girl that we went to high school with.
That's actually so funny. But we got there, and I had texted the hotel the day before, because, you know, sometimes they text to
confirm.
See if you need anything about your mm-hmm.
reservation,
whatever. And I was like, we will be arriving around 11 a.m., because our hotel was on the shuttle route, so we drove out and we got there around like 9:30 to like the Palm Springs general area, and we had to go pick up our shuttle passes in person, and that took like an hour ish to do, and then drove back to the hotel, and by the time we got there it was like around 11:30. And of course our room wasn't ready and we were like, great, whatever, we'll go lay by the pool, hang out. And at first that was so nice and relaxing, and then it started to be like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
You're getting
stressed. The people that we wanted to see started at like 5, and this was before we knew anything like
about the festival.
Yeah. Like, didn't know the traffic
do's
was so
and don'ts.
Bad. Didn't know, like, about lines waiting for the shuttle. Like, didn't know anything. We were, like, going in completely blind. But we still were like, okay, we're going to have to get ready really fast. And the bartender at the pool literally was like, if you have shampoo and stuff, you can use, like, the shower over there. There was, like, an outdoor shower.
Use
and
the
I was
hose.
Like, I literally will wash my hair. I was like, I'll wash my hair in that and then just, like, finish getting ready in the room. And then as we were walking to the car to go get our stuff, I got the text that our keys would open the door then, and they gave us our room number. So we just went in, got ready really quick, went to the festival. I forget who else. Oh, that was the night that we saw Dijon, who I love him so much. And he was incredible live. And Kendall and Haley and like all of their friends were literally directly across from us at the beginning.
Have
and
you
then
ever seen,
Haley went on stage like behind.
Have you ever seen Kendall Jenner in the flesh and Haley Bieber in the flesh?
Yes, I've seen Haley and Justin on the street.
Oh, when they, oh, yeah, you did.
Outside of Sarah Beth's
in
Tribeca. And I cried. Like, as somebody who legitimately can't cry. Like, that was the only reaction. I literally, like, had tears in my eyes. I was like, I don't know what to do right now. Like, I love them so much.
Colby didn't cry at Wuthering Heights. She didn't cry at One Day. She didn't cry at
any of the things that demolished me. I cried when I was, like, 3 feet away from Justin Bieber, though.
Justin on the street outside Sarah Beth's.
Yeah.
Okay, so you saw them. Who is Dijon? I feel like I should know this. But I've been seeing... I'm like, I associate Dijon with mustard.
I'll send you my favorite songs that he sings, but he also helped Justin a lot with like the swag albums, and he's on the song Devotion with him, and Justin brought him out for that song.
Is he a rapper or is he more okay?
No,
he's more like vibes.
You would really like his music, actually.
Maybe I've heard it. But I saw a lot of people mentioning Dijon, and I'm sorry, I can't like get mustard out of my head when I read that.
Sam, I'm thinking of Dijon mustard, baby.
He's amazing.
Okay.
So saw him.
Did you see any like influencer celebrities? Did you see Alex Earl? Did you see?
No, I didn't see Alex. I saw Xandra. I saw my friend who was on Love Island, and then some of the other Love Island people who I like love. Like I met Millie. I met Tammy Hembro. Like because they were all on the same trip.
Tammy Hembro?
I saw her, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I know her. I've been following. Like she was like YouTube girly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know the OGs.
Yeah.
I know her. I didn't know she was Love Island.
I don't know if she was on Love Island. I don't think she was on Love Island, but like other Love Island people.
She's that literally were all in flawless. Their
trip. Yeah.
Flawless woman.
No, she's gorgeous. And then who else did we see? Like Tyler Cameron, like that whole crew. I saw Halle. But she wasn't with Alex or Alex.
Alex. You didn't see either of the Alexes.
I didn't see either Alex. Who else did I see? I saw Northwest from afar.
Oh my god.
Okay, I saw TikToks
with Alandria
like,
for a little bit.
Just like out in the open. Like yeah, no security around her.
She was in the artist section for Young Thug, and then she went up to like the barricade. And
oh my god, core memory for Northwest.
Yeah, we were like in that area, and I was with my friend from work who works on Alandria's team, and he was like, hold on, like I want to like check in with Alandria, and I was like, I want to like move in. So
yeah,
she's like not moving, and he was like, okay, whatever, she's talking to somebody, and it was Northwest.
I saw that video on TikTok of them meeting, and I'm like, what's going through Alandria's head right now? Like, it's funny how two people can like equally fangirl over
each other. Because North, I think, has braces right now, and she was covering her mouth the photo, and she was like, put your hand down, and she did, but like, it was really sweet.
She's just like a kid.
Yeah.
She's just a real life
and
kid.
And Delilah Bell was next to me the entire Young Thug set with her new boyfriend on Love Island Australia, I think.
Lisa Rinna's daughter.
Oh, yeah.
See, here's the thing. I would know her face.
And Amelia Gray was there too, right by us.
Delilah
I'm trying
Bell
to think
Amelia
who
Gray.
Else. Oh, Leah Miguel from Love Island.
I
love
her.
Them.
Does she have a BBL?
Like, I don't know.
I
she might. She very well might.
I only ask because
she's stunning.
It would make me sleep at night better because she has the most
insane
body I've
ever
seen.
No, it's crazy. It's really wild.
And I was like, I wonder. That was just a thought that crossed my mind when I saw her.
Just was growling so
Coachella
loud
outfit.
Like a solid
she looks
seconds.
Incredible.
No, she is perfect. But yeah, there were so many people there. It was insane. And that was my main takeaway from Coachella as a whole, so many people. But every person that I spoke to, just like randomly as we were waiting for the sets to start and we were like assuming the position, everybody was like, you chose the like craziest Coachella to ever come to, because it had never, people were saying it had never been that crowded.
I believe before. It. I feel like people were especially excited about this year's lineup versus
previous.
Well,
I think
previous.
It literally was because of Justin Bieber.
Well,
and I'm
for
not
sure.
just saying that as like the number one stan of Justin Bieber of all time. Like, I genuinely think it was because of him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I really do agree with that.
But it was extremely overwhelming the first night, and people like black out at Coachella and like get, I think I had 6 drinks the whole entire weekend. Like, I had one drink the first night. I had one drink the second day. And then the last day, we were kind of just like, whatever, we'll, like, get a few drinks, whatever. But still, like, I had no desire to have alcohol or, like, be buzzed or anything.
Like, how are people binge drinking? Yeah, but
we didn't even go until, like... So, we left our hotel every day. We would try and leave, like, by 2 or 3.
Yeah.
And then what time would you be getting to, like, the first set from that?
A lot of the people that I wanted to see, I feel like, started around 5 or 5:30. Like, the first night, getting on the shuttle to go home, hell. Actual hell.
Is that the, like, night where you couldn't get home until, like, 3 a.m.?
That was every night.
And you have to walk kind of far, right, to get to it?
Yeah. Well, actually, the shuttle is closer than the Uber lot.
Oh.
So, we didn't know. We took a wrong turn. They didn't have a sign the first night to, like, turn into this pathway to go to the shuttles, which is, like, much more direct. So we walked, like, through a sandstorm and, like, then finally got there. The line was so long. I think it took us 2 hours to get on the bus. And it was freezing cold by that time because it was 2 in the morning.
The sun went down and it,
and then there's also so much traffic just pulling out of there that it took us, I think we got home around 3 the first night.
So, okay, can we talk about Bieber?
Yeah, so then Saturday,
let's talk about, like, the spiritual experience you had.
So Saturday after that, I mean, I still, like, had such a great time, but, like, that we were like, we have to be prepared for Saturday. Like, now we're going into it completely different. Whatever. We got up Saturday, got up, got breakfast, started getting ready, and I was going to Camp Poosh that day.
How was that? Did you see Courtney?
No, she wasn't there.
Shut up. Courtney wasn't at Camp Poosh?
She went the day before. They did, like, a walkthrough.
Oh, okay.
And but Ashley Simpson performed at Camp Poosh.
Did she perform Pieces of Me?
Yes.
That's my favorite song. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would have died.
Yeah, no, that was cool. And then I Ubered from Camp Poosh to the festival. And that was when I realized that Ubering is also a terrible option to get there. The traffic around there, you just sit in a car and don't move. So I was, like, watching the map to see where was going to get me closest. And then I just got out and walked. And I left before my work friends were leaving.
Yeah.
And then I was alone because I wanted to get there and go see people earlier. And so I was going to meet up with my other friends who were already there. And we had made a plan that we were going to try and get there early that day to see, like, the brand activations on the festival grounds and, like, walk around and actually, like, see what was kind of going on because we were rushing the second that we got there Friday.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Like, we want to go see it. And then by the time we got there, or by the time I got there, I, like, walked over to where they were, and it was about to be Somber's set. My other
Somber.
He's going on tour. I need to go.
I'll go.
Yeah. I also did not know Somber is 20 years old.
He's so lanky.
Like, but he was incredible.
He said,
like,
something about wanting to headline at Coachella and his set. I saw, saw it on TikTok, but I could see that for him. I know. He's only 20. Yeah.
I see that for him too. He's the star. But Sabrina did that 2 years ago.
Isn't he? No, I know. I think he was, like, mocking in a cute way.
Yeah.
What she said.
He was manifesting.
Is he a
doing
nepo?
The Sam manifestation. He went to LaGuardia High School, like, pretty much every famous person.
Is Somber a nepo baby? I heard he was, but I don't know who his dad. Oh, yes. He's widely considered a nepo baby. His father, Andy Boos, is a well-connected exec in the music and events industry.
Okay, but he it's, like, so well-deserved.
Works with Elton John and Madonna.
He brought out a guy from Smashing Pumpkins, and they sang a cover, which was cool, and he just did incredible. And I went to his concert at Pier 17 in the fall, and that show wasn't even sold out.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, left him, wanted to go. And then at his set, it was in the same theater, I think, actually, maybe Sabrina, when she did Espresso, was on the main stage, but he was on the same stage that Dijon was on, which is like adjacent to the main stage. Mm-hmm. And it was completely full.
Oh, I'm so happy for him.
Yeah.
I feel like he was so amazing. Deserves it. I haven't obviously met him, but I can just get the sense of his character and being a
very... Yeah, he's very silly.
He just has fun.
Yeah. I forget who else was after that we like wanted to like briefly see. And then we were like, we're just going to go try and get seats for Justin Bieber at this point. And that was like 2 hours in advance. And
well, did they have seating or you just mean a place to stand?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But people were sitting, I saw, waiting, yeah. Like so sitting in the grass.
We were like, we had agenda items because Justin didn't go on until 11:25 p.m. So, Somber was at 5:30. So I think Somber ended around, or maybe he was later. Whatever we were doing, we were done around like 7.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, we're going to go get food so that we're not like dying. So we went and ate, like got waters, and then went and found a spot. Oh, the Strokes was before Justin Bieber on the main stage. So we had like kind of made a strategy. We walked through where we like wanted to kind of be. And then we were like, okay, during the Strokes, we'll like go get our food and do everything. And then we'll walk through the crowd. And like we stood in the same spot for like upwards of 2 hours and just like waiting for Justin to come on. And originally the plan was that we wanted to like be up close and then we would like peel back, and like there was this area that was very open during Sabrina and during the Strokes that we were like, that would be a good spot to like step back to after we like hear a few songs and like can see him, and then we'll like step back and be able to dance,
breathe, and move.
There was no moving. There were many people. No, it was actually insane. But also then I was like locked in. I was not moving. But when he first came out, I think he was like 2 minutes late, and everybody around us was like, is he gonna be super late? Like da 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 da. And I was like, no, like he's here, he's doing this. Like we all heard the sound check. Mm. I was like, no.
Well, there were rumors on social media that he might bail, yeah, and then SZA was going to come in and take his place.
So there are like all the rumors. But she literally goes,
guys, that's not true.
Yeah.
She had to tweet, like, guys, I'm not even in California.
But I'm like not even just saying that. It was so much better than I ever even could have imagined. Like, it was amazing. And he just seemed like he was having the best time and he was so happy. And he has said multiple times that he like doesn't like touring and all of that. Like he seemed like he was really enjoying performing during that set and like he was having just so much fun with it. And there's been a lot of discourse online that like by comparison of Sabrina, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And also Carol G. Watching Carol G's performance was like insane. She was like going hard, dancing. Her dancers were insane. And mm-hmm. versus Justin Bieber and people saying like, because he's a man, like he gets away with this. I genuinely like, not even just because I love him so much, like that is not him anymore. Like he was not coming out and going to like do his like sorry getting rained on like but dance he did performance.
That. He's done that.
Yeah.
It's not like he like, hasn't ever.
His new music is very like stripped down. Like we all saw his Grammys performance. He was literally in underwear, walked out, sang his song and walked off the stage. Like that was it. And I think what he did was like, we all just wanted to hear him sing.
Well, I also think it has to do with the years of experience in the industry. Yeah. Like Sabrina, sure, she's, you know, not like she's been around, but does not have the career that Justin has.
But the singing and dancing thing is like her thing.
True. But like, I think
if
feel
she
like,
came out and did that, it would be surprising. Because
but I saw a thing about her. Like Taylor.
Yeah.
If Taylor were to do what Justin did,
Taylor Swift cannot even walk outside. Like she gets hate for everything. No, but no, so does
true.
She,
but think. What I was gonna say is I honestly would love a performance right. like that from Taylor.
Yeah.
Where she's playing her old videos on YouTube
or
singing
also
along.
If she came out and did like just the piano stuff, like didn't have dancers, do the whole thing. Like Taylor Swift fans would love that.
I would literally die and go to heaven. Yeah. I don't need her to be like shaken. I mean, I do enjoy her performances, right. But I would love a stripped down version of yeah. Taylor's songs. And so I think people criticizing, I don't think it's a man versus woman thing. Yeah. I think it's, that's just who he is. Like you said, yeah. That's just who he is now. And he doesn't have to do that.
And like he did like move around and was like, he has so much swag, like without even trying, that it was just like, whatever. But I love him so much.
Do you think
I'm honestly so jealous. I love the videos of him, like the remembering he's Justin Bieber thing. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Where he like starts out and then he like remembers. He starts
like just like talking the song and then all of a sudden he like turns on Justin Bieber's singing voice.
No, it's so good.
Flips the switch.
But he also, from what my research on TikTok said, so this might not be true at all, but apparently part of the reason that he did, or like people are theorizing the reason that he did the set, or like the part of the set via the laptop with the music videos and stuff and singing along to those, is because during that era where he was like selling all the rights to his mm-hmm. music catalog and like getting out of the Scooter Braun of it all, he no longer owns any rights to any of that music. And obviously from Taylor Swift, we know that she had to re-record all of the music with a new backtrack.
Yeah.
So apparently him singing along to like the official music video was like a loophole for him to be able to perform those songs, because otherwise he would have had to do different covers with like fully different tracks.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. Interesting. Or doesn't he would have to like ask permission to perform the songs. Yeah.
Or like have to pay people. Like,
isn't that wild?
It was the whole thing.
Like, it's literally his. That's, I felt this way with Taylor too. Like, it's literally theirs. That's their song.
Right.
How dare you say that they can't perform it?
Yeah.
You already get the money, the royalties.
Right.
Like, okay. And it's also him performing his old song is now going to then in turn cause more streams for the old songs that these people now own. Correct. So like really it benefits them for him singing.
I was actually dying though. He's saying I'm the one. And when he pulled up that music video, I was like, this is literally POV me. If you've ever been with me after having like four drinks, like, and I get the remote when we're watching music videos. Like that is my favorite music video ever. It's so good.
Did he perform that song? I remember his haircut in that video. Like what his hair looks like super bleached, right?
Yeah.
Did he not perform any songs you were mad that he didn't?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. Something that's stressing me out this month is I have such a crazy travel schedule, and I really am just so overwhelmed with everything that's going on. But that's okay, because no one has the answers all alone, which is why therapy can help.
BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. And I love it because they do the initial matching work for you, so you can focus on your therapy goals. You just fill out a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12+ years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means that BetterHelp typically gets it right on the first try. And if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from their tailored recommendations.
With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally, and it works. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Check it out. Recently, I've been trying to be more thoughtful about what I wear every day, gravitating towards pieces that are easy, comfy, but still feel polished. It just really takes the stress out of getting dressed. I've been reaching for Quince a lot lately. You guys know we talk about them quite frequently, and for good reason, because the materials just feel really high quality, the fits are super flattering, and everything comes together without much effort. Quince makes it simple to update your everyday wardrobe this spring with pieces that look good and feel even better. They use premium fabrics like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and really soft denim.
With summer coming up soon, their lightweight linen pants, dresses, and tops start at $30 and are effortless, breathable, and easy to wear on repeat.
I have to brag about this pair of jeans that I have from Quince that I literally cannot stop wearing. I literally have to wash them frequently so I can keep wearing them. I'm obsessed with them, and my mom got a matching pair.
Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use, and now available in Canada too. Head to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
Okay, you guys know how much I love my apartment. I love being home. Home is where the heart is, and it's more than just where the furniture is. It's an extension of who you are. Even small details like a rug can completely change how a space feels, and that's why we love Ruggable.
I added one of Ruggable's more neutral, modern rugs to my bedroom, pulled the whole space together, made it look amazing. I really wanted something that looked a little bit more elevated and intentional, but still felt practical for everyday life. And the design of the one I got is this really clean, cozy vibe, and I've already had friends ask me where it's from. What sold me was that it doesn't just look high-end, it's also machine washable, which is huge when you're constantly hosting or just living life in your apartment.
They have a high-quality look and feel that feel like a traditional rug, even though they're easy to clean. Refresh your home at Ruggable.com. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code MATCHMADE at Ruggable.com. That's Ruggable.com, and use show code MATCHMADE at checkout.
Check it out.
Well, everybody thought that he was going to sing One Less Lonely Girl and bring Haley up like he did at their wedding because he sang it during the sound check, and he didn't do that.
Oh,
interesting.
He also didn't sing Mother and You, which is one of my favorite songs on Swag, and what other song on there that he didn't sing that I realized yesterday? But
you were still reflecting yesterday.
Oh, no, I will be like for the rest of time. Like, I watch the videos. Do you see my screensaver? Justin! I did that like on the bus ride home.
No, I know you sent a screenshot in our group chat, and I was like, what time was it when she sent that?
Literally,
text?
Like, ugh.
I'm so happy that you got to experience that.
Amazing. So am I. Like, I was so happy for myself. But also, I felt so, like, such a freak. The amount of texts that I received on Saturday of people being like, I hope you have the best day ever.
Like, your wedding.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally your wedding.
No, like, even my sisters literally were like, I am so happy for you. And I was like, thank you. Like, I'm such a freak. But whatever.
No, you have a passion. Everyone needs
a passion. So much.
Was it like 100% the most packed set?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Absolutely. 100%.
See, that situation in Coachella would stress me out. I think
people were behind the Rainbow Tower watching it, which is like so far back from the stage. It was scary. That's what I mean. Like, the first night that we were there, also, John Summit, like, did a pop-up at one of the stages. And I was like trying to find my friend from work, and he's like calling me, and I was like, there's no shot that I'm ever gonna find you. There's people walking in every which direction. I was like, I have to get out of here. Like, I don't even care to listen to this.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to a safe haven. There were so many people everywhere, and if you walked off from somebody, there was like no finding them.
Yeah, the service
was so bad. It was insane. And even like having people's locations, it's like impossible to tell where people are.
Right.
But okay, let's say like somebody passes out. How do they get out of the...
Oh, I don't know.
People that put their arms
really
up.
Scary.
It happened at Stagecoach a couple times. It was really hot when we went, and people would like put their hands up, and then they actually do have like good medical attention at this. I mean,
there were a lot of people walking around in foil blankets like they just ran a marathon. Like, they have to have those at the medic tent. I was like, this is so funny.
Why is it so cold?
It gets really cold at night. Yeah.
Hmm. But I literally never been to Coachella Valley.
I don't know if you'd like it.
I'm not built. I know that I am not built for music festivals after that, but like, there was no stopping. I would go back this weekend again to see Justin Bieber.
I went for a walk with a friend last night, though, and we were talking about Coachella, because I was like, oh, Colby just got back from Coachella, and he was like, oh, would you want to try to go next year? And I was like, honestly, like, I don't really know if being in a desert is really, like,
your vibe.
For me, like, the thought of just inhaling sand and being too hot and then too cold, like, I just don't like being uncomfortable. You know?
I had, like, black boogers also from the sand. It was really quite scary, but Palm Springs itself was so beautiful. I want to go back and just spend a weekend there.
See, I would love to do that.
Yeah, I would do that. That's where we stayed.
I would really, really love that.
I also want to go to the outlets.
I'm very intrigued by Danielle the outlets after Danielle and Clara went.
I ran into them on Sunday. Well, yeah, so it was, like I said, impossible to find anyone that I gave up after the first day. I kept texting people and I was like, oh my God, for some reason to me, knowing so many people in the same place, it seemed impossible that you wouldn't run into each other. Yeah. Didn't see anyone until Sunday. But I did run into them. After, I forget what it was that we saw. Oh, after Young Thug. Young Thug was like the most fun set out of all of them. That was another thing that I will say. I was like singing and like dancing and like having fun through all of the sets. But I was like, the crowd is so dead. Everybody was just standing there watching, which like fine if that's what he wanted to do, but that was just not what I was expecting the vibe to be. I thought people would be like interacting and like making friends and like dancing with the people around them. It just was not like that.
That's more, well, I don't know exactly. I haven't been to Coachella since like 2018, but that's what Stagecoach is like.
Yeah.
Stagecoach is very dancey, like especially close up to the stage or like.
That's what I when you're pictured. It was so many people just standing there with their phone up the whole time.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
Yeah. Well, I still had a great time. But I was like, during Sabrina Carpenter, everybody just standing there like.
That's insane. Like, her music is so danceable. Right. I understand, like, some musicians, like, some of the sets maybe, like, are more like.
Yeah.
It's harder to dance to it. Sabrina, that's the easiest stuff to dance to.
Yeah.
Or just, no. Like.
I was like, this crowd is so dead. I kept screaming that to my friends. I was like, why is no one dancing? But I would see Sabrina Carpenter 10 more times. Like,
I want to see her again.
She's such an incredible performer. She, like, is a performer.
I thought maybe she was, well, I saw the rumors that she was maybe going to bring out Taylor.
She announced a tour.
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah,
I missed that. At
the end of the set. I'm going to watch the live stream. You want to watch it later?
Would love.
The Justin Bieber live stream.
I would love.
I've been rewatching
the videos
on my phone, but I want to rewatch the whole thing. And I literally would watch the live stream from the set this weekend.
Well, great. You guys can dance in your living room.
Yeah. No, it was like so unbelievable.
I'm really so happy for
Colby's
you,
Colby. Changed. She's like, a changed woman.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to tell your kids about that. Like, I remember when I saw Justin Bieber.
My friend literally.
They're going
to
be like, who?
Hallie literally was like, what if I get dementia one day and I forget that this happened? I was like, I genuinely think even if I get dementia one day, I will remember that this happened.
This will be like stuck in your brain. Yeah. Can't get rid of it.
It's imprinted on your life.
Can't shake literally. It.
How long was the entire performance?
I think it ended around 1. Getting out that night was terrifying. Like, that is what I imagine Astral World was like. It felt like a herd of people.
Oh my God.
Just like, if you stopped, you would have been trampled. Like, because he was the last act, and I swear to God, every single person that had a ticket was at that set, and it said there were 130,000 tickets for the weekend.
Frick.
And everybody was leaving at the exact same time, and it was so scary walking out of there. But that night, the shuttles, I think, were all just like waiting in the parking lot because of that. Everybody was leaving at around the same time. So if you didn't get on one of the first shifts of the buses, you would have been screwed because you would have to wait for them to go do the whole trip and then come back. But it took us like 30 minutes to get on a bus that night versus like the 2 hours the first night.
Okay, so not bad. Maybe they prepared, they like learned from the night before or something.
So it really wasn't that bad. And then getting out of there, the traffic was awful. But once I was sitting down, I didn't care. And I was just sitting there on my phone, just like smiling,
reliving all of the videos. Kicking your feet.
Yeah. And then Sunday, we left halfway through Carol G's set because we were just so tired. But I didn't go to bed. I was on such a high that night. I'm like texting. I'm like on TikTok. And people are writing me back because it was like 7 a.m. I didn't go to bed until like almost 5 a.m. Saturday.
Frick,
and I think
Colby.
We got home at like 2:30.
So that makes sense why you went to bed at 7 o'clock last night.
Correct.
You need to prepare.
Yeah. And then
Sunday.
Yes, I know.
Colby's prom this weekend, everyone.
We went to the festival, like got up still. We went to In-N-Out. And then
how do you feel about In-N-Out?
I really liked it, actually. I got, except next time that I get it, I will get two burgers because I got it in the lettuce wrap.
Oh, okay.
Which was very good. But only having one burger in that, it was like nothing. So thin too.
How do you feel about the french fries specifically?
They're not my favorite, but I didn't like them. Hate them.
I feel like such a hater. I enjoyed the hamburgers. I've only ever gotten like the classic burger and like the vibes, of course, love it in there. But the fries, for some reason, always fall flat for me every time.
Yeah.
And I just,
for some reason, I feel that they had like Shake Shack fries.
That would be nice. Yeah. I love Shake Shack fries.
They're kind of like the medium cut potato-y fry, right? And they don't put enough salt on them. Isn't that how Shake Shack, or what? Not Shake Shack.
In-N-Out. In-N-Out. They're just like, they taste like potatoes.
They taste too healthy. I think that's my problem. Yeah.
That's why people douse them in cheese.
Yeah, they grow their own like meat. Potatoes. They have like all their own farms.
I mean, that is so impressive, and I'm really happy for them.
But yeah,
I just need more salt, I think.
Yeah, they weren't my favorite fries, but I didn't hate them. Okay. But that's why I think, yeah, people get the animal sauce. Style or whatever they do.
That sounds like your worst nightmare because you hate sauce.
I know. Yeah, I had like a single burger and a lettuce wrap and plain french fries. I've had a great time.
What did you think about the men at Coachella?
In terms of like clientele that was there, I feel like I don't even like remember any notable men that I saw.
Focused on the art.
Yeah. Outside of like Tyler Cameron and like people of that ilk.
Yeah.
Like the regular people walking around. I was around a lot of like young guys that like literally almost got in a fight during the Dijon set, and everybody else. Yeah. I feel like I wasn't even paying too much attention to like who I was around because I was so alert of like my surroundings and trying not to get trampled.
Fair enough. Priorities.
But yeah, people weren't like interacting and socializing that much. There are a lot of people that were like, yeah, do you have like artists?
Oh
like,
my God. Da-da-da. The worst and, like, kind of people.
That also, like those were a lot of the conversations. And then we met some like groups of people that were nice to talk to, but I wasn't like falling in love.
Okay. I had like a weird premonition that Colby was going
to
be.
You did text her me husband. That, but there was like no talking to be done.
I texted like, Colby no one, also.
Literally
I was, like,
no one was yet. Interacting.
Hmm.
I wanted Colby to kiss a boy in the Coachella Valley. At the Justin Bieber set.
No, she got what she needed from.
I wanted Colby to be one lonely like, girl.
People like didn't talk to each other either.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel, yeah, well.
It literally is our generation. It's very strange.
We've got to fix that. We've got to figure that out.
Yeah.
The socializing needs to get back to where it was.
That was like another main takeaway because I was talking to my friend from work and she was like, yeah, I feel like it was like that last year too. People, it wasn't like a social event. But it's not. You're there for music and people are like going to bop between sets. And it wasn't like we were at the festival early enough any day to like really just wander around.
True.
But yeah, a lot of the outfits, people were wearing like thongs and bikini tops. It was like really, and meanwhile, I'm in like jeans and a plain tank top. I was like, but I did say that going in. I was like, I am not like wearing a costume. I had some accessories that I got that I didn't even end up wearing because I just didn't feel like me.
Yeah.
It was like, whatever, I'm just wearing this.
Being comfortable is the most important thing.
Yeah, which I learned after the first day.
But what I learned was like, from just chatting with people / seeing content online, like a lot of, especially the influencer types that like went to like dress up and like get the pictures, didn't even really go to the festival. Like,
yeah.
They would go to the parties or go
to
one set.
I don't understand how people even did that because the day that I went to Campouche, I was like, trying to then get an Uber. It took 25 minutes to get an Uber. Then I was in the car for like over an hour sitting in dead stop traffic. And then had to walk probably 3 miles to get into the festival. And then I was like, okay.
Guys, this is what I'm saying. Like, this sounds like a miserable experience.
I don't know if this would be your jam.
And then I was like sitting in the car and I was like, am in hell. Like, I can't believe that this is happening. And then I got there and I was like, I had like my moment of being negative while I was sitting in the traffic, and because people kept being like, how was it getting here? Like, was it awful? Did the da 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 da? And I was like, I'm not living life with regrets. And I was like,
Colby shifted her mindset.
But yeah, it was. Yeah, I was like, it was terrible, but I'm here now and I'm so happy.
Colby's like, I was so like,
I'm not thinking about that anymore. I blocked it out. Spent way too much money to be negative about this experience. But when you look back,
here's the thing.
You forget about it.
When you look back, you forget. Like, it's like you look back on the festival, all you think about is Justin Bieber and like the cool stuff you saw.
Yeah.
And you don't think about how much your feet hurt or how much dirt honestly, you have in your nose.
Honestly, my feet like didn't even hurt that much. It just felt like I was walking on like planks of wood.
God, this sounds awful.
The thing, yes.
No, it's a lot.
You do it.
I'm not. I genuinely am not built for it.
You do it for the
but
art.
But I honestly want to go to Lollapalooza because of the lineup.
De-influencing everyone from going to a festival, because these are the things you don't. Because especially like the influencers that are going with these brands, like they don't want to complain about like.
Well, the influencers going with the brands presumably,
but they
have,
also
like,
have an incredible. It's a completely different experience.
Their house is probably super close to the ground. Yeah. They probably have a van that's
like,
taking them right to their place.
They can walk in and out of the festival. Like for me, once I was there, I was there.
True.
Like I wasn't going back on the bus 45 plus minutes and then going back. It was like I'm here for the day. And anything that I buy, I have to lug around with me. So keeping that in mind, I didn't buy enough merch. That's
a regret.
That's my regret.
How many? Did you buy one t-shirt?
Yeah.
You wanted like a sweatshirt?
But I wanted a sweatshirt. They were sold out. But I really wanted to get a Sabrina Wood t-shirt. And
Sabrina Wood!
I wanted.
Was like, that is not her name.
The girl wanted from our high school. Wow, I wonder if she like has caught wind of this.
Yeah.
Like the real Sabrina Wood from
her
high school.
Set was insane.
Sabrina Wood.
It was really cute.
Sabrina Wood. Biebercella.
Biebercella, and yeah, Justin Bieber from his brand Skylark had a bunch of sweatshirts that were
like
very cute.
The Crocs or whatever that he has, those shoes.
Yeah, he has shoes, but then there's also like sweatshirts. It's very like Yeezy looking stuff.
Well, I just yesterday during
versus
the
Drew House
during the Sephora like, sale, I supported his wife. And,
oh, what you get from Rode?
Well, I didn't get the pimple patches because yeah. I'm honestly like. I'm loyal to my hero.
Also, those
pimple patches
are the types that like don't really work on me. They look like the star face ones.
They're too
or whatever.
Thin.
They like just don't do anything.
Honestly, my pimples are like industrial. Yeah. Like I need like a thick ass.
I
like,
sprouted a under the skin pimple on my red
that's
eye.
That's always where I get
that's
them.
That's the only one
right below my
that's
mouth.
That's really like all that I ever get anymore is like I'll randomly like feel a pore being clogged, but I got a cortisone injection in it yesterday. It was like I'm not having this on my face for prom.
Colby, I'm so excited for prom.
I'm very excited
too.
I need my dress to come.
Have you asked your girl? Wait,
no,
can
I
you
haven't seen
can
her.
You tell me about what your dress looks like, because I
yes,
fear
I'll show it to you.
Mine might be too much. I'm a little worried.
There's no such thing as too much,
because I took like the mood board, the poofy dresses
no,
on the mood board.
That's perfect.
Very seriously.
I got a two-piece set.
Mine has a lot of tulle.
This
and
is,
I'm worried. I'm like...
mine literally says very Barbie goes to prom in the description,
wait,
but
see.
it hasn't mailed yet.
Oh, very pretty.
Wait, this is giving me flashbacks to when we... Was it my birthday? No,
or
it was your birthday.
It did mail, but... Oh my God.
Your birthday when
I
you looked like
was
Barbie.
Like, I've never worn this color before. Yes, I have.
At your birthday.
Yeah. And I looked
years
gorge,
ago.
You looked amazing. You literally looked like a life size Polly Pocket.
What birthday was that?
25.
25. Quarter of a century.
That was when we got in the car accident in the limo.
Yes.
Today's Brooke's birthday, everyone. Wish you yes. Actually, by the time this comes out, it'll be later. Wait, before we wrap, I do want to hear your opinion, Colby, on Alex Earl versus Alex Cooper. I wonder if we'll get an update. Today being
Wednesday. Genuinely the video has or whatever the
is the beef real that's
whatever
the question.
Is happening has to come full circle like today or it's going to be irrelevant. I was expecting something yesterday.
That's what Dave Portnoy, honestly, say what you want about Dave Portnoy, he has like some pretty good takes on things, especially because he like knows these people, I feel like.
Yeah,
but he was saying he was like, when Alex said on it, aka Alex Earl, commenting on Alex Cooper, if you haven't heard about this beef already, like do your research, but essentially Alex Earl has been like reposting and commenting things, kind of throwing Alex Cooper under the bus. Right. And so Alex Cooper made a video, which honestly sent chills down my spine watching that video of her calling out Alex Earl. It gave me like flashbacks, like war flashbacks to college, like the college older girls in our sorority texting us because our skirt was too short at the day drink or something. Yeah. Like, it really freaked me out, like seeing this video. And then Alex Earl obviously comments on it. And Dave Portnoy was like, okay, so now we understand her on it means like, I'm busy, give me a few days, but I'm on it. He said that. And I was like, honestly, it's kind of, because it's been a few days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
In the PR marketing world, like, that's a long time.
To be honest, Alex Cooper resharing the TikTok to her Instagram story with a link to the TikTok and like not doubling down on Instagram or like, the whole thing is really giving that it's
staged.
Something else. Yeah.
It's giving
to me
deliverables.
Yeah.
It's giving
correct
PR orchestrated.
Yeah.
What's the thing called? Carl's Jr.
Yeah. Carl's Jr.
Advertising. 2.0.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's real.
We'll see.
I think it's real.
I mean, to be honest, I want it to be real after that video, but I genuinely don't think that it is.
I mean, the video that Alex Earl reposted, like the girl talking about how Alex Cooper is an ambulance chaser, like yeah. She loves to like hunt down someone's trauma yeah. and have them talk about it on her podcast yeah. for views. Like, that's like kind of scalding. Like, that's like, no, it's harsh. True. Like, I don't
that
know
is harsh.
I would agree, as Alex Cooper would agree with like that being part of a marketing tactic for Alex Earl to repost that video.
Yeah, no, but maybe she like did do that.
Maybe she's like, facts. Yeah. That's actually fair. That's yeah. a fair take.
No, but no. I mean, what? Maybe Alex Earl like actually did repost that video, but like,
oh, just like on her own volition, yeah. not including the deliverables of like,
or maybe like they had a conversation about it, and then they were like, "What? Why don't we do this?
Let's squash
like
this
maybe
beef
that started it
and make a buck from
yeah.
an ad that yeah. we do together."
Like maybe she did see that, and they had a private conversation, and then they were like, "Okay, let's like move on from this."
I saw a comment saying, "You know, Jake Shane is sweating right now."
Oh my god! Well, there are so many people that are friends with both of them.
Yeah, like Hallie Batchelder, I feel yeah. like is friends with both of them.
So
there's like overlap. Like that must be so stressful for the group.
Yeah.
What do you think Sally thinks?
I don't know.
That whole like,
I don't know.
I'm dying to hear
also,
something.
Also, I saw. At Dudley Market the second night, speaking of Sally, I saw Fibula and I wanted to talk to him so badly, but I didn't. He was with the girl from Heated Rivalry, the girl that works at the smoothie shop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's so random.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I'm so jealous. He I would was have with, loved hanging out with her, the smoothie yeah, girl. The one who's like, girl.
There was another girl with them, but I didn't realize who it was. Yeah.
She's like, girl.
Yeah, girl.
Girl.
And then she was also in Tell Me Lies, that girl.
Oh, ooh. Interesting.
This past season, yeah.
Is Fibula single or is he dating?
I don't know.
Someone.
I didn't talk to him.
Questions?
I saw him at the club. No, I guess that was a while ago at this point.
When?
Whenever I was out at, what's it called? What's that place?
What's that place in that
you know
city?
I always do this.
That, yeah, that could be legitimately anywhere.
It's like the place with the doorman. And
oh my god, Adam, you're giving us nothing.
And there's two of them in the city. There's like one somewhere. And
little
then another.
Rubies?
No. No, it's like a club and it's like hard to get into. And there's like one next to the Django in Tribeca.
Oh, Paul's Baby
Paul's.
Grand.
Yes, I was at Paul's. I think I was a Paul's. I think I was a Paul's.
Paul's Baby Grand.
I was a Paul's.
Or a Casablanca.
Saw him in a corner.
Wait, I miss those places. I want to. They actually, people dance there.
Yeah.
I think yeah. I like actually
we'll
smoked a cig inside
to
there
Baby
once.
Baby Grand on Saturday.
Oh my God, lit. I can't wait for prom.
I know. I'm
Who
excited.
Wants to slow dance with me?
I will.
Amazing.
I still need to ask my wife to prom.
You do.
Jack is, hasn't asked it. Me.
I'm going to make an elaborate promposal.
Do you have ibuprofen?
Yes.
I think I need to take some.
Is that a sign to rap?
Girl, yeah. I have ibuprofen.
Girl.
Guys, I think that means it's our time.
That's time. We'll do advice segment next week, I guess.
We haven't done it in 2 weeks.
No, I know we're
the
bad.
People are sad.
I'm really sorry.
They miss our advice.
I would sit here all day.
We could just yap about
Colbychella. I had too much to say.
Colbychella was the main event, and I...
And it was a good event.
Wait, also, I just saw a photo of Jacob Elordi. I desperately want those rumors about Jacob Elordi and Kendall Jenner to be true. They would be the hottest couple ever.
But I have not... There's no photos.
Well, it was at the after party, apparently. But they were next to each other at the Justin Bieber set, and... Or they were, like, close to each other, but Kendall, one of Kendall's, like, best friends was next to him. So I genuinely think that there could be validity to these rumors.
I think they would look so good together.
They would.
And I feel like their vibes are very compatible. They both, like, you know.
I mean, she looks like every girl he's publicly dated. Well, like, and her and so Kaya Gerber are, like, same person in different fonts.
Kaya, Olivia Jade, like, all those, they're, like, very... sophisticated, like not super flashy, like wanting to be in the tabloids, like very under the radar types. And I feel like Kendall does skew that way as well.
Yeah.
She has her like gorgeous house with like all the I feel like she
I think they would
the horses
suit each
of it
well.
All. I could see him riding a horse, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
Adam's like, guys,
that's
we
it. Sorry.
Gotta go.
That was all I had to say
girls,
on the matter.
It's been fun.
Adam is the producer for a reason, because if it were up to us, we would be talking forever.
They would just yap.
We will
about
do
Sabrina
advice
Wood and
next week.
Bieberchella and all kinds of things. Guys, it's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye.
I didn't even realize your collar has popped.
Yeah.
Pop the collar.
Pop it's that 80 collar. Degrees.
It pop, like randomly doesn't look
shit.
Good down.
Popping my
doesn't
shit.
Doesn't it look better popped?
I think it looks nice like that.
No, I think it looks nice both ways.
Yeah.
But that's like more like, that's more like.
Standing on business.
But I'm like kind of cool. You
the
know?
Popped collar is giving, I might be in the mafia.
I'm a cool kid.
Yeah.